words that I took.
Even if we take all the matches and all the lighters away, he's going to find one. He's going to stab someone and take theirs.
So
he's got the pyromania hindered.
Mm-hmm. It's a quirk. That's all it is. As you guys are, you know, kind of sitting there, you guys hear a...
Where's me?
On your guys' front door. Your hidden front door.
Do we have a...
Do we have a password?
Password.
There's no one standing there.
Nope.
Look down.
If I get punched in the face when I open this door, I'm blaming you.
Wait, question.
Crack open the door.
Do we have like a box for her or something like that sitting near the door?
She's small. A step stool.
Sitting there is a small package. I wouldn't say too small. Imagine something about that size of a box. It's, you know, wrapped in plain brown paper, held up with twine, and it's addressed to the East End Ripper Lodge. Not Black Mesa Trading Company, East End Ripper Lodge.
Should we open this somewhere else?
Yes.
Shake.
Don't touch it! There's something kind of heavy in it. You're guessing that maybe 2 or 3 pounds can't be too heavy.
Mm. Does it say who found?
Nope.
Should we take it to like a park or something?
See if it explodes in the park?
Let's take it to one of our empty rooms. And
if it's a cursed object and it curses whatever's inside, it's better to be an open park.
But this place is connected to the sewers.
This place is cursed.
We could try to find a place in the sewers.
Sewers would work.
Yes,
as nasty as they are.
They stinky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guys kind of go into one of the nearby sewer little conjunctions.
Owl branches.
You guys holding lantern, torch?
Well, I have a lantern.
Okay, so you're holding a lantern there.
I bought a new one after I smashed it against the scarecrow. Right.
I undo the twine, I guess.
Try to block it away from whatever, like water or something that could.
Do you want to put detect or something on, just in
case?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Knowledge psionics?
Mm-hmm.
White one's my Malford.
I'm gonna laugh if we open it. There's a baby in it. They didn't put any air holes in the douchebags!
Well,
I don't care if it's a werewolf! Airbags!
Oh!
Everybody's chicken.
Suddenly everyone gets shaken from the mental back.
Ow! What is in that box?
Let's see. To recover from shaking spirit.
His spirit.
I make it.
That's right.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay, let's try this again.
There's always something cursed in that box.
I make it.
Finally, okay. After sitting there for at least 30 seconds focusing on this box and you feeling the psychic backlash.
What are you talking about? It was the box that caused it. She was trying to detect it.
There is indeed something magical in there. You haven't opened it yet, though.
I knew it.
I undo the twine, I guess?
Inside is a black iron crow statue.
I don't touch it.
Oh, that's pretty.
It's actually about, you know, it fits in there. It's life-size crow.
Is it giving me any looks?
No, You detect something there. It's definitely magical. Can't pinpoint why, though.
Should we maybe take this for a folklore expert before
it's magical?
It's also incredibly light. You're guessing from that amount of iron, it should weigh at least more than 3 pounds. 4, maybe 5 pounds.
Let's take it to the guy.
The professor.
Reseal the box. We're taking it to the professor.
You guys set up a meeting with Donaldson. He'll meet you if you like the next day.
I clean my shoes.
So it's now May 2nd. You clean your shoes.
Dude, I have extra pairs for the exact reason.
That's
what we're talking about. And you brought a package this time. This is the aforementioned statue?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't take it out of the box.
You just slide the box to him.
Interesting. Well, there's a lot of mythology behind crows. Crows are native all the way from Australia to the Americas to all of Eurasia.
Well, you detected that it was magical. Could you say anything about that?
Could you sense what type of magic? Just that it was.
Yes.
Don't you have some way of doing that?
Well, yes, I can. Actually, no, I didn't take that power. I could only take three, okay?
He takes two arcana.
He can only take three.
Get in advance!
Was that bolt so important?
It saved his ass, yeah.
Alright, you're coming on an adventure with us.
No, I'm a contact. Alright.
Do you have something you want?
Yes, he did actually have it. I'm sorry. I was blowing smoke out my ass. Because that's how we hit originally.
Dang.
I'm detecting much like you. It's magical, but I can't tell how. That's odd. Usually I'd be able to tell what type.
With a 27.
Could it just be a ruse?
Maybe.
Nistel's magic aura. Iron Crow.
I'd like to keep it here if you don't mind.
All it does is lighten it.
Yeah. Are there any symbols on it at all, I guess?
No, it is a simple black iron crow. That's it. No strange symbols, no weird nothing, other than it detects magic and you can't tell what type of magic.
And it's really light.
Maybe that's
remember,
magic
it could be cursed.
Light.
That's what I was going to say.
I'll take the normal precautions.
I just wonder why someone left this outside our door.
Yeah.
I'm curious how they found the door and knew who to give it to.
Well, they did give it the wrong person. So it's the East End Company, or East End Lodge, and we're now Black Mesa.
No, we're still the East End Ripper Lodge. Black Mesa's our cover.
Oh, okay, so
Black Mesa's our name now.
So obviously it was just the wrong address. We need to send it back to the mail.
You're formerly known as the
East End Company. We are this, not this.
Alright. Well,
I'd like to keep it here for a little while so I can study it, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. Just keep us informed.
Of course.
I might like to possess a cat or something.
I don't have one.
What kind of mage are you?
Well, let's see. The neighbor's dogs tried to kill me.
Yeah, so you should get a cat in the yard.
Yes, because a cat will stop hell howls.
It is tighter.
Big enough cat?
Yeah, well. Thank you for this, I will.
Get a heaven cat?
Mom.
They're lazy. Kevin now does not approve.
They're lazy as hell.
The holier than thou? No.
No, they're lazy as heaven.
Yes.
Can never tell if they're there or not.
That means they're extremely lazy. Because we always know hell is there. We never know when heaven.
Alright, so. You guys head on back to your lodge. From there. Guys, open up the door and you kind of walk inside. And sitting on the table is a black iron crow sitting there.
This is why we don't open packages in our lodge.
Stick a box over it.
Damn it, why hasn't the telephone been invented yet?
Because it's in New York as of currently, not England.
It has been invented, it's just not here.
Are the others here?
Yeah. Except for the three you sit down.
Yeah.
Does anyone know how this got here?
Travis walks in, half shaved.
Travis isn't here.
Travis left. He's on a mission.
Oh, that's gonna be really annoying.
We can replace him if he's story important.
He's the guy who gathers all the newspaper clippings.
I don't
see why
Trav.
They have to leave to fight the Cabal. It's just the ones we just assigned to fight the Cabal.
It could be Den. He's loud. Obnoxious. The gap wanted in. Travis bought all this stuff. Selling everything.
So Denton will saunter in. Hasn't shaved in a while. Not wearing his, you know, shirt or anything. He's like,
what? Any idea how this got here?
The box?
No.
No, the crow.
I didn't buy it.
I'm pretty sure we just dropped it off with the professor.
Aye.
And it's back.
Or this is another one.
Did anyone knock on the door when we were gone?
Nope. Quiet the whole time.
You were sleeping, weren't you?
Kinda. Hold on, do you guys actually have enough people to send out three?
We wanted... Seven. I think it was... there was one room we were okay with not having.
The library.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's why you have...
Because we would not send one person out.
Okay, that's right.
In groups of three sounds good. Group of four does fine, so we figured group of three.
Okay,
right?
So you guys... The library is just kind of dusty at this point. It has all the little mothballs and covered.
No, it's just covered.
Considering we just finished it, that's a pretty...
It's just covered in sheets.
It's already covered in dust because he took a nap there. That's where I left my jacket.
Speaking of which, we should probably go like recruit people.
You know, I feel like my cinematic dust gets way more attention than it should.
Is it being the star of the show? Not you.
Your tumbleweed is getting overshadowed.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Tumbleweed. I still love you.
No, come back!
So, we should do, like, recruiting. I go buy a bird cage, some bird feed.
Okay.
Put the statue in the cage. Put it on the table. Serpies.
Mark off about 5 shillings.
This is
what, 0.5?
0.25.
I can start asking around about the stuff if you have to go look for people who may be able to help us.
I'm going to go see if the professor still has that crow, because that bothers me.
I'm going to buy a heavy coat.
So he's shopping. You probably went out shopping with you. No, he doesn't have it anymore.
What happened to it?
He opens up the box and goes,
we found it on our table when we got back home.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
It is now in a cage with some water and feed.
I don't know that yet because she's still shopping.
Yes.
I guess we'll just keep an eye on it and hope it doesn't kill anyone.
Yes, pass all observations to me so I can come up with something.
Okay.
It's creepy.
Hopefully it won't eat your soul or anything. And it's not a spy mechanism.
That's why I stuck the box over it, not that I'm there. Talking to you.
Well, if it's a spy mechanism, highly unlikely it's visible only, but whatever. Alright,
next. Just fold over the paper, the cloth that puts the bird to sleep.
The crow is sleeping.
Yes.
IRS is sleeping.
We're gonna be really startled if it actually starts crowing.
Interface, don't worry about it.
Alright. Does
that add one to my toughness?
Yeah, if you're not wearing any armor.
I'm not. But now I am.
Your heavy coat is probably suitably nicer than mine.
Yep, probably.
Mine's a duster.
It should be. He's rich.
Yes. You have to buy high quality.
No.
No.
She has to buy.
I have to buy. He doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. He can still buy common quality. She literally cannot buy it unless she wants to lose status.
I would like to. Is there some sort of addition?
Yeah. You basically, what you do is you add 2 pounds, and then it's basically considered fancy.
Okay, so don't.
Basically, it doesn't have any in-game effect besides people don't look at you funny.
But the thing is it will take a bit of time. Because you have to understand that there's no pre-made stuff. Everything is made to measure at this point.
That's fine.
Unlike, well...
I buy a very nice one.
Even mine is... Of course, mine's probably got a few patches in it at this point.
Yeah.
I do realize I have, like, 4 sets of nice clothing.
That's it? Oh my gosh, your wardrobe is tiny.
I need to get more.
You realize I have 2 sets of common clothing and a set of high quality clothing you bought for me when we went to a club.
I have like, pistols.
No, you'll customer that here.
Here, pistols.
9 pistols.
By the way, you had better keep track of all this weight. Because I am. As soon as you break,
why don't you leave some of those pistols
pounds
at the lodge?
As soon as we actually get some sort of record of where we got all our shit,
which is the armory.
Yeah.
Which is at facilities. Da 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 da. Facilities. 8.
You can keep it behind the bar.
Yeah, you can keep it behind the bar. I mean, it's just the armory makes sure that all the guns are loaded and they're taken care of.
And the thing is we don't have any paper or anything that actually records what we have. As soon as it leaves my inventory, we have 9 pistols floating around that we might forget about.
Yeah.
You just put them on the wall.
No, he wants an actual inventory.
Yeah,
he wants an inventory.
Yeah, I know. But seriously, if you want to keep them around, just put the pistols on the wall, you know, the decoration.
I could just put it in my room,
the dragon,
too.
Put one on the dragon's claw.
I could also just put it in my room, too.
You could hide them around the lodge so that anytime there's always a pistol nearby.
In the
room we're attacked.
In the coat hanger.
I load a pistol in every room.
Under the carpet.
I take to walking around the building in a suit, saying nothing, and standing on the opposite side of windows just staring at people.
With your briefcase and then
with
walking
my briefcase
away.
And then I walk away.
There you go.
And they can't shoot you?
Mm-hmm. Stupid G-Man.
I'm curious. What skill would it be to, I suppose, write a code or something?
Investigate, probably.
That'd actually be like a knowledge forgery.
Oh.
Forgery.
Or,
okay.
Like, secret language or anything like that.
Okay.
My knowledge is not useful here.
No, it's mine.
What is your knowledge?
Animals.
I have knowledge America.
America!
America!
America! America.
I don't have any knowledges. I'm dumb.
Common knowledge Europe.
Well, no, he has common knowledge
Britain.
England.
True.
England.
Nope.
Not even Wales, not even Scotland, not even Ireland. Common knowledge, England.
Because you get the common knowledge of the place you're from.
That's right.
It's kind of like, I have common knowledge Midwest, probably.
Southwest.
Southwest, I'm sorry.
Common knowledge India.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, according to NCAA, Kansas is now part of the Southwest region.
I thought we were Midwest.
We're
Midwest.
According to the NCAA, there are little regions.
Recently, there was a big change to the way the NCAA games were played. A lot of different tournaments. People moved to different tournaments and or just stopped playing in tournaments, stuff like that.
Okay.
Then we'll kind of walk and go. By the way, in Travis's room, he has a bunch of newspaper clippings. I think they were probably important.
What were you doing in Travis's room?
Well, I was, gonna go out on the town, but, I ran out of clean shirts. So you tried to take one of Travis's shirts.
Too tiny.
I understand your pain.
Why do you even bother with a shirt?
Because, then people make point at me and say that I'm not socially proper. Yeah, it becomes an issue, honestly.
He's fine right now, but out in the public, he would be looked down upon.
I mean, and it's especially hard when you're this buff. I mean, you flex and your shirts just start.
I want to try
oh no, this is Travis's shirt.
Flex. This is Travis.
Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
Look for a new painful clipping.
All right, it's Major Armstrong.
This flexing has been passed down the Armstrong family for generations.
Everything's been passed down the Armstrong family.
I thought you were Edward.
Armstrong is the one that sparkles.
Okay, Edward sparkles too.
Yes, but Edward doesn't flex and break rip shirts.
He might.
No.
No.
Edward is too scrawny to flex and
what does the newspaper clipping say?
They seem to be a number of newspaper articles that detail a number of disappearances along. It appears to be one set of railroad tracks here in England. And you also find a letter from the group that owns the tracks that's addressed to a
that's addressed actually to Travis, saying that they're actually willing to pay him and his associates to look into this disappearances.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've got our next mission.
Is there anything more on there?
Yeah, the people who go missing are young male workers who are freshly married. You get this basically by looking through them. Unless he has underlinings, you know, then he'll have little, you know, cross references.
The margins.
Yeah.
A lot of very
convenient... He has a rubber band from this point to this point and this point to this point. Shit.
A lot of very convenient notes as if he was supposed to be here for exposition but left. So Andre's having to do something by the seat of his pants to get us to go here.
Not my fault you guys didn't have my plot tool.
Okay. You're young. Said no.
ML.
I'm not married.
You're young, ML.
I'm not married.
You're female.
You're
I'm female.
I'm not marrying you, you. Stop asking.
So we're about to, arrange it so that it looks like
we're... What was the proposal? We must get a date.
I'm not marrying you or you.
Dead walks in. There's a wedding?
You shut up.
Justin's getting married to you.
You must.
Tony goes, what? I'm not going to marry him.
I hate you all.
No, that's not very nice to have a family.
We're changing your name. Henceforth, you shall be Tiny Chinese Woman.
TCW.
All right, back in reality
Den was seriously asking if you guys were getting married.
I figured
he was going to get he was going to get everything arranged.
Otherwise, how's going to help?
Do you have a thing for weddings?
Maybe.
All right, you can marry those two.
As Tony walks in. So you guys gonna have the little fire dancers?
There's no wedding.
Looks like they called off the wedding.
There never was a wedding.
There was no ring at all either.
I'm sure you have a ring somewhere in your bag, but that's beside the point.
Wedding ring.
Wedding ring.
Oh,
Fable 1. Even in Fable 2, walking by, you know, all the other girls, their boyfriends give them rings.
Who the hell are you?
They're not boyfriends anymore.
Why does everyone in Albion have a pirate fetish, by the way?
And why is everyone smaller than me?
Tiny people.
Coward.
At least in two or three, they made it better where you actually have to do stuff for people to get them beyond a certain point.
Yeah, but that's exactly what those relationships needed. Stupid mini quests.
Yes, it did, so they stopped walking around asking you for wedding rings.
instead of like, you're my best friend, here's a gift.
I do have to kind of agree with Yahtzee. You know, I understand that, you know, it kind of seems like a douchebag move to, you know, kind of have child labor for one more year. But at the same time, if you go, there's a giant blob monster coming to eat our country. We're going to have 1 year of suck. After that, everything will go back to being nicey-nice. No. If it's not nice now, it will never be nice.
Yep.
Why can't you tell them, there's a giant blob monster coming to eat us all?
Because they might think that's their neighbor due to how ugly the people in that game are. I'm like, alright, I want to get in a relationship with a woman. All these women look like shit.
Yeah.
Suddenly I appreciate the people in the north just because they wear enough that you can't tell what they look like.
Yeah.
I like the, you know, the party members, but you can hook up with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you just have the ugly people in town.
Fine. You get a wife in every town because they're all ugly, so who cares?
You got to investigate. Find out what's happening. Fable's not in this world.
Fable is not this world.
What are you
goodness.
Talking about? I have my clockwork pistol right here.
All right, let's go fight some Hobbs.
Okay.
Hate Hobbs.
So, in order to get basically a train trip along the tracks heading up north, it's going to cost you guys, depending on what class you're traveling in. Travel first class is only 10 shillings. Travel second class, which basically means you have a roommate, it's 5 shillings. To travel in third class, a.k.a. sitting on a bench the entire way, hard wooden bench, and you provide your own food, is a shilling.
Okay, if we want to split a room with someone in second class, can we? As in, like, can we request a roommate, or do they assign that?
They will assign that. Oh. Unless you have another person who's already there for you.
We can bribe.
No, if we have someone else, we can... Obviously, if you don't say, we'd like a second class room together, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you want to share a second class room, Ryan?
Sure.
Okay.
So, 5 shillings, 5 shillings. Otherwise, you're going to wind up in a room with a random person.
Do you want to come with me, you?
First class?
I can pay for you.
That's not really my style.
I'm just asking.
No, I'll do a second class.
Okay, so 5 shillings. You're alone. Point wealthy again.
That's 0.5.
0.25. There's 20 pounds, or 20 shillings in a pound.
I have 26 shillings left. I actually have that written down for some reason.
Okay.
You alright there, Ryan?
20 shillings in a pound?
Yes.
How many? Wow.
20 shillings in a pound.
Yeah, no, I
know. No, he's just got like 70 some odd pounds.
I have 139.8 pounds. I don't know how many points.
16. You have 11 pounds. You have 11 shillings after this.
Okay.
Just erase the 0.8 and write 11 shillings.
The math's bothering us so bad.
Well, technically, I have 33.3 pounds and 26 shillings.
If we start really getting into research special, I think I might go to adventure away. That's going to be a server. All I have is gold. Here's a gold piece.
Well, the problem is, in adventures, you can get away with that. Because classical economics doesn't work in an adventuring world, because it would just... Adventurers would crash economies.
That's kind of what I've done in some areas. They're like, no! Don't come in!
I found a list of, it's basically a blog, things you're not allowed to do in an RPG anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I will not crash the evil empire's economy by using basic economics and spending all my swag there.
Okay, so...
There is never enough time to shape that mountain into anything.
So is it pence, shilling, pound?
I do not use pence. It's only shillings and pounds.
I also like the, my swashbuckling fop cannot take the dark secret, not gay.
Okay, we'll do it this way.
If the gun is above shilling 7 is on how much scale, I do not have it.
Or a single shilling is 0.05.
Speaking of that, did you hear Japan had a...
And a pound is a pound.
A pound is a pound.
It was originally 7.
Anything else that we need to know?
Nope.
To 7.1, okay. I think it was.
Yeah.
Fortunately, nothing happened to
okay,
the
and I was
power
10
plant.
Shillings?
Yeah.
10 shillings. They, or 0.5.
They got it shut down. I think they got mostly got the radiation contained at this point, right?
Not exactly.
No.
Okay, I was just doing some reading. They said there was no radiation in the area, but that could be...
20 shillings per pound.
There may be no right. more being
it's happening. It's a 10 shillings yes. is happening, so 0.5.
But they had to evacuate all the workers, so... Who knows now?
Is your tiny brain breaking?
It's the 20 out of 1 is what...
I still like up. The...
20 per 1?
Yeah.
People are getting all free. Like, there's... radiation from Japan in our food or milk or something like that now?
Not in our food, no.
There were some found in America.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So but it was fish.
Probably imported seafood, yeah.
Yes, but the funny thing is, it was less radiation
so I
than I think we get in an average day, basically.
Yeah.
or some minute amount that the news is all freaking out. It's like, it's not even harmful levels mm-hmm. of radiation at all.
Unless you sit there and, like, have a seafood feast.
Yes.
Fish
if you,
feast.
If you ate all ton of tuna, you would get a radiation poisoning. But I think you would have died before you can with your stomach exploding. I ate 2,000 pounds of tuna.
I heard someone eat an entire cow.